Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Friday, June 16th, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Hey, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fantastic. Thank you very much.
Now, good for you. So am I. I've had a pretty great day. God's good to me. He really is.
Well, yes, he is. He is. He's good to many of us.
Yes, he is. A lot more than we deserve. Okay. I think
yes.
She's putting it. There she is. She's back. I thought you might be putting the dog up, but go ahead.
She just knows, you know, just like she knows when dinner time is. She just knows when I get on this program. And I think the listeners already know who she is. But let's go ahead and take a peek at gold prices today. So we had a great, not a real great day, but still holding its own. 1956 had a high of 1968, so not bad. Silver is back up over 24.20 to be exact, up 23 cents. Platinum was down 8 at 991, and palladium was down up $19, 1,453. The USDX today was up 0.14 at 102.29. Crude oil was up a buck at 71.66. And the paper markets today, the Dow was down 100 points, S&P down 16, which broke a six-day winning streak, and the NASDAQ was down 93 points. So not a bad end to the week for the paper markets. So you have European markets. They were all positive even after they increased rates yesterday. Asian markets were also positive. 10-year yield, 3.76%. And let's take a peek at natural gas, up almost 3.5% at 2.618. So that's, it's a typical Friday. There's, you know, it's still one of those. It's a lot's going on, but yet it's quiet. You know, lot's going on, but yet there isn't. And so
I'm thrilled to see gold holding so well and silver improving. I mean, it's, you know, gold's over 19, been over 19 now for, what, a couple months and a half anyway.
Mm-hmm.
and keeps pecking right on the record, which is not that far away.
Yeah. And you know what? Putin came out, and I think we, you know, kind of touched on this. Putin is, and this is, I guess, is another update. It says nuclear weapons have been transferred to Belarus.
Yes, yes.
Belarus.
That's on the stories day, yes.
And
yes.
Ukraine will be equal to NATO allies in new council. So that
that's
means
exactly why we're in this war.
That's exactly it. And so to me, that should be this. The story of the day, and that's the scariest story. I mean, you know, you can have a you can have your monetary system collapse, people lose money. We don't, some do die, but you know, we might die financially, but we're still living, we still have family and so forth. You adjust, you do whatever's necessary, go on. But this is scary.
It is. It is.
And meaning Ukraine, the meaning of that is it's we are going to war with, that's what it's telling me.
Well, Melody, I did a teaching last Wednesday night, this not this Wednesday, last Wednesday night on my broadcast. I'll be doing again a Bible study on the first Saturday of July, America's Destiny in Ezekiel 38. Now, you can look at the, read it for yourself, Ezekiel 38. I do believe this is leading into the prophecy. And I'm not saying this happened right now or the next week or next month, whatever. But it's leading into the prophecy of Ezekiel 38. I do believe that. And it's concerning America and Russia. And it's not something that we need to take lightly, because the Word of God, the Word of God cannot be wrong. Eventually, inevitably, it's going to be all fulfilled. And I think it could be what we're leading into. I pray it's not. I'm not asking for that. But it certainly does fit the picture right now.
Exactly. Exactly. So I don't know where we're going from here, but, you know, and again, Trump, a distraction. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's a distraction.
Yep. And it's,
I mean, it can be as serious as you want it. You can look at it any way you want it. You can be on either side as you want it. But all eyes are on that. And maybe rightly so, to some degree, but that's those are little details that, you know, Cuba and Iran presidents meet in Havana, vowed to confront the Yankee imperialism. Butch.
Well, this, I just posted a video, it should be on my website now, I think under American Minute, perhaps, but I'm not real sure what it is on exactly, but, China training children as young as 6 and 7, 8 years old. Now, this is on video. This is not made up. Training militarily and screaming top of the lungs that they hate America. They want to kill Americans and Japanese, both good and bad. One of them's emotional. He's crying when he's saying it. Now, I'm serious. This is what's going on in China right now. And they're building the hatred towards America. And, folks, this is for real stuff. This is something you better be considering. While we're sitting here, whatever we're doing, and trying to change our military into effeminate wimps, and we've done that already, China's training youth up to 5, 6, 8 years old, both male and female, to hate Americans and training militarily.
And you know what's amazing, Butch? These multinational corporations that are in China, do they really believe that China wouldn't just come in and take over their factories?
Of course they.
I mean, if we're in a World War III,
yeah.
What do you think China will do to those multinational corporations' factories? I mean, China doesn't even have to blow off a you know, any type of weaponry. They can just do it by taking over the factories. They can do it by selling our debt. They can do it to us monetarily. Even and wasn't it? I don't think it was Bernanke. I think it was Greenspan, one of them, who says that China holds the weapons of mass destruction. Our debt.
Yes.
So it's, And so for those who think that the United States is the strongest.
No.
We've given, I'm sure we've got some pretty good, I would hope we would have some sort of weaponry that would be able to go head to head with Russia and China. But it's not a place where I want to find out. I don't want to find out.
Well, that video just mentioned, I sent out to my email list, Melody, and you're on the list. You need to watch it. I sent out yesterday. It's about a 10 or 12 minute videotape. You need to watch that. I sent to you yesterday. Everybody on my email blast gets that. They'll get the copy of that video. But America's weaker than China or Russia in a lot of different ways. Especially China, we're not united anymore as a nation. We're scattered. We're fighting among ourselves daily. We're no longer united in one compass, so to speak, pointing us in the right direction. And as far as morality goes, we lost all moral ground in the last 30, 40 years in this country. So there's nothing left really for us to unite on. I mean, a war with China, I don't think we unite us. It would just, the factions are still going to be fighting among themselves. And that's what's weakening us from the inside out, morality and dividing the country. And China knows that. Russia knows that. So this is our nation is, it's nothing compared to what it was 50 years ago. Nothing. And that's not been long ago. But today it's just absolutely a fractured society with very little empathy for each other as a nation as far as different factions of the country go. And that this is planned that way. And I have to believe our leaders are in on it because they want us to be taken into a communist regime, and it's working.
And they've turned the people against this own nation.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, yes.
Yeah, they've
yes.
turned it. I mean, look how bad the United States is. Look at all the terrible things that we've done in the past. So, I mean, those who at one point in time, at a time of war, we would have all come together.
Yes, not any longer.
But we have been so watered down with so many, and the people coming into this nation, hey, you're all welcome, but become Americans, and we don't have that. Who are they going to fight for? Are they going to fight for America? Maybe, because they got it pretty easy over here. They don't want to go back to those countries. Or are they going to do the same thing that they've done to the countries that they've come from? Run. I mean, instead of staying at home in their own nation and fighting or trying to change things to make it better, they flee.
Yep.
And I get it'd be tough for Mexico to go up against the drug cartels and everything like that. But it's difficult. I mean, we've seen it here. We haven't gone up against our politicians. We didn't make changes in our elections. We didn't do, we've kept voting the same ones in and day out. Quit making phone calls, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So in some degree, we're no different. You know, and I mentioned I was on Beth Ann's program the other day, and, I said, you might, think that this is a little bit of a off the wall, but when you come to China, I mean, when I lived in Sedalia, Missouri, this is the story I said on Wednesday. When I lived in Sedalia, Missouri, it was a town of 5,000, a very quaint little town. But there was a Chinese restaurant on almost every corner. So they looked up how many off the restaurant book, and you could give or take a few thousand or whatever. There was more than 45,000 Chinese restaurants in this country, more than McDonald's. Now, do you think they're all owned by families? A lot of them are owned by families who came to America to be better. But how many of them are going to be owned by the Chinese Republic?
Good point. Good point.
They're buying properties. The Chinese government is buying properties by our military installations. And it cracks me up. I said earlier this week, you have the government that's investigating the Saudis and the PGA commitment, the LIV, they're going to investigate that. Well, why didn't they investigate the Saudis? Maybe they did. Why didn't they investigate the Saudis before they bought one of the largest refineries in the nation? Why didn't they investigate? Well, they did, and they don't do anything about it. The Chinese factory that's going up in Michigan to build EV batteries. Connected. Oh, TikTok? What's going on with TikTok since Biden got into office? We all know that's, isn't it TikTok that's owned by Chinese? At one point in time was going to be, you know, thrown out of this country, and now look at it. Nobody says a peep about it because they also use it for propaganda. It's just butch. It's like, what planet are we living on?
Not the one I grew up on. No, it's not. Before we get a break, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to share one good news story. Okay, we'll get together here. You go ahead. Tell yours. I'll get mine in.
Now, as I said the other day, this is the new world.
Oh, it is.
This is the new world order. This is exactly. You know, you might have some of the major architects of the new world order pass off and so forth. But the new world order is as strong as it ever was.
Actually stronger because they've changed the whole outlook and scenario that we all lived by for many years.
Sure, and that was all part of it.
They changed it all. In a way, it's good news, though. This would be hard to believe if I didn't have the story went in my hand. Authorities panic as middle schoolers rebel against pride force feeding. I love this story. These are middle schoolers now. Students at the Massachusetts Middle School, in Massachusetts of all places, rose up in protest against a force feeding of pride beliefs, leaving authorities scrambling to put down the rebellion before it could spread. Bless their hearts. Friday, June 2nd, was expected to be just another run-of-the-mill episode of school authorities cramming the state religion down the throats and to the brains of impressionable youngsters. But something unexpected happened. Some of the targeted minors stood up against the conditioning session. The young protesters charged through Marshall Simmons Middle School in Burlington on June 2nd because the school would encourage the students to show their pride by wearing rainbow clothing. Nancy Bolsonaro, co-chair of the Burlington Equity Coalition, told the town select committee Monday. There was a counter-demonstration response to what should have been a day to celebrate where students wore red and blue clothing chanted by pronouns our USA and destroyed rainbow decorations at the school, but Bonera said. The protesting students intimidated others who were gladly participating in the celebration, yeah, I bet they were, sure, which was organized by the school Spectrum Club for LGBTQ students and allies, computer science teacher Deanna Marcus told BCAT News. Most of the students accepted and wore rainbow flag stickers and were offered that were offered by the school administrators until they noticed their peers ripping them off and throwing them on the floor. Over the course of the day, you could actually see a reduction in the number of students walking around in rainbow-colored clothing. It was really tough, Marcus said, and the protests appeared planned. Well, God bless these young people. They got more courage than most adults I know. Good God bless them. Maybe there's going to be some kickback in a moral direction. Who knows? It could be. It very well could be. Millie, anything you add to that?
Well, sometimes I think, what grade was that again?
Middle school.
So 7, 8, 9?
Yeah, 8, 9, 10, something like that. Yeah, 11.
Sometimes I wonder, though, a lot of that is pushed by the parents.
Well, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
Sometimes I wonder if the children really understand, too. You know, there was a young boy that, you know, I think he was kicked out of school because he was wearing a T-shirt saying something like their boy,
only two
you know.
Sexes. Yes, yes.
Yeah, there's only two, yeah. And it's like, are you kidding me? Good for him.
I God bless him. I mean, really and truly, if the parents helped him to, you know, understand this, God bless the parents too. That's what it's going to take. It's just open rebellion, so to speak, against this. We ain't going to lout. I mean, that's what it takes. So that's why you're talking about the people coming from other countries coming over here. They didn't fix your own country. Well, I tell you what, we shouldn't throw too many stones. We haven't done too well for ours either, have we?
No.
You know, so these are things people, this, God bless your youngsters.
Yep.
Really. Yep. Anyway, I know we're going to go to break in a few seconds, but I want to cover what RFK Jr. told the news the other day on the Rogan's show. Something that's very telling and the kind of man I think this guy's got some courage. Well, you agree with him not, a lot of issues, he's got some courage. I'll give him that. Go ahead, Millie.
Well, you're giving it back to me right at break, so yes. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Please stay with us.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com. Butch?
Yes, ma'am. This is, again, I don't know much about RFK. I know he's not somebody I can support because last time I heard he was still pro-murder of children. But I do appreciate his courage. RFK Jr. says he must be careful the CIA doesn't assassinate him. Now, that saying that alone took courage. Rogan asked RFK Jr. what he thought would happen if he managed to get into office, to which Kennedy replied, "I got to be careful. I'm aware of that, you know. I'm aware of that danger. I don't live in fear of it at all, but I'm not stupid about it, and I take precautions," he added. Kennedy spoke about his uncle JFK being at war with the military-industrial complex and asserted that the intelligence agencies were trying to trick him to launching an excursion to Cuba and Vietnam. Now, I got to add this, Mel. Do you remember? No, you don't remember. You're still young'un. I didn't remember it either until I saw the video some time back. Eisenhower, before he left office, warning us about the military-industrial complex. He warned us about that. Well, Kennedy went too far behind him in succession to office, obviously, and he's trying to fight that. And RFK Jr. again spoke about JFK eventually concluding that he must shatter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the winds. JFK learned very early on that the purpose of the CIA and the intelligence apparatus was to create a constant pipeline of new wars for them, for the military-industrial complex. Kennedy noted about adding that JFK was adamant that it's not the United States' job to dictate what kind of governments other countries have. That's, Melody, you never heard that said day, do you?
No, not at all.
I mean, this God bless him. I was just a boy, this bad boy. I was 15 years old when he was assassinated. So I didn't know much about the man or anything about him, but I like his courage, what he said right here. RFK Jr. continued, in October 1963, he heard that some of his Green Berets had been killed. He said, I want a total casualty list from Vietnam. His aide came to him and said, 75 Americans have died. He said, that's too many, and he signed that day a national security directive ordering all troops out of Vietnam. The first 1,000 over the next month, and then the rest by the beginning of 1965. And then a month later, he was killed. Interesting. And he also, was going to destroy the Federal Reserve. He started printing U.S. Notes. He was doing a lot of things to change things in this country. That is why he was taken out. Any comments, Melody?
No, sir.
So, I don't know much about RFK Jr. here, but I do like what he said there. I really do. And you know, he kind of come out from, I didn't think he'd even run for president, but he come out swinging, trying to show what's going on in the CIA himself now. So that puts him on this, almost on the chopping block also, doesn't it?
Well, you would think it does, but you know what? There's a lot of these candidates that are coming out and saying a lot of things that it's kind of interesting, you know. He is a shot. He's not the best, but he's. I agree with you.
It's interesting. This next article is by Michael Snyder, and he does write some pretty good articles here. Truly does. I've cut this down to make it quite a bit shorter, but still a little bit lengthy. It says, drug and food shortages are here, and they will get a lot worse. A lot of experts didn't think that this could happen. Once the pandemic subsided, global supply chains were supposed to return to normal. But now hundreds of drugs are in short supply in the United States, and even CNN is admitting that we are in the midst of the worst food crisis in modern history. As I did in my research for this article, I was stunned by what I discovered. Things are worse than I realized. I knew that a lot of drugs were in short supply, but it turns out that there have been shortages of many of our most basic antibiotics since last October, and now Pfizer is telling us that several types of penicillin will completely run out later this year. Pfizer will run out of several doses of penicillin, which treats syphilis, strep throat, and other infections later this year as shortages ripple across U.S. supply chain. The company anticipates running out of children's dose of syphilis drug bacillin, LA by the end of June, according to the letter Pfizer posted on Tuesday on the Food and Drug Administration website. The company says it's prioritizing production of larger doses of bacillin LA, which is recommended for pregnant people with syphilis because it's the only drug that can pass through the placenta and also treat the fetus. A different Pfizer penicillin, bacillin CR, that treats other bacterial infections but not syphilis, is expected to run out in the third quarter, which ends September 30th. Pfizer's penicillin has been in shortage since April. Of course, there are growing shortages of many other commodities used drugs. And so it says cocoa prices have soared 44% over the last 9 months to 7-year highs. In addition, Zero Hedge is also reporting that there are very serious concerns about global supply levels of sugar and coffee. Most of us could live without chocolate, sugar, and coffee, but what about the basics? One food bank in southern Georgia is warning that they are facing a severe shortage of food, and they are desperate for help. The winter wheat harvest in Kansas is this year is going to be at the smallest since 1957. U.S. corn prices are expected to soar because the Corn Belt is being hit by the worst drought in 30 years. The size of the U.S. beef cow herd has fallen to as low as since 1962. The orange harvest in Florida in 2023 will be approximately 56% smaller than it was in 2022. Thanks to absolutely crazy weather patterns, approximately 90%, 90%, folks, of Georgia's peach crop for this year has been wiped out. On top of everything else, now millions of Mormon crickets have invaded Nevada, and they are eating everything in sight. According to one recent report, the number of people around the globe that are facing acute food insecurity increased by a whopping 34% last year. A global famine has begun and will eventually get a whole lot worse. If you have not been preparing for such a scenario, I would strongly encourage you to get started. As I have detailed in this article, drug and food shortages are already here, and what we have been through so far is just the tip of the iceberg. Pretty gloomy report, but it doesn't change the facts. And again, folks, we're not reporting doom and gloom. We're reporting what's happening. This is not something we made up or we necessarily like talk about. But these are actual happenings right now as we speak. The supply line has not got back to normal, nowhere near normal. And Melody, how many hundreds of thousands of businesses in our country alone went out of business because of COVID? How many hundreds of thousands? We couldn't begin to count them all, especially small ones, could we?
No, you're absolutely correct. A lot of them are restaurants, but we've been saying this for a very long time. We're already, personally, maybe we're already at war. Considering where all our medications come from, the shortages that we're experiencing, maybe we're already at war. These are certainly, when you begin to, it just isn't COVID anymore. It just isn't, the ship ports striking and everything. So, you know what? I don't know. But, this nation will wake up. And unfortunately, so, hey, what we talk about making sure you're prepared and so forth, one of the things should be your medications.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when
you know what? And that's kind of scary because you know where it comes from. And you know where it comes from and you don't know what's in it.
That's very true. When your enemy supplies your needs, you're kind of in the barrel, aren't you? You know? You're kind of caught by the short hair, so to speak.
It's frightening. Gee.
And S&P 500 food and consumer goods giants are still raising prices, even as input costs are falling. Now, this is just pure greed. It's pure greed, but it is truth. Food companies are continuing to raise prices even as their input costs are falling. It's being called greedflation. That's a practice by many S&P 500 food and consumer companies for raising prices to protect with what a new report calls their cushion corporate profits and has enabled them to boost margins through the current inflationary period. Companies including Kimberly-Clark, PepsiCo, General Mills, Tyson Foods, and have on recent earnings calls touted their ability to raise prices, earning tidy profits, and rewarding their shareholders as they go, according to a report from Accountable U.S., a liberal-leaning consumer advocacy group, and they have signaled their intention to continue to take price actions, even if the Federal Reserve has hiked interest rates as an unprecedented 10 times in an effort to tame inflation. Corporate greed is a stubborn thing and requires serious action from Congress. The Fed has not seen an adequate return on its investment in a policy that has already created fissures in the economy that could lead to recession. It's just not worth it, she said. Accountable U.S. is not alone in calling out price hikes on essentials, including food. Walmart Incorporated is also unhappy with packaged food companies that have steadily raised prices in dry grocery and consumable goods, according to a recent report from research company CFRA. Given Walmart's enormous bargaining power over the suppliers, we expect the retail giant to push back on further price increases from the packaged food suppliers, he said. That is expected to hurt margins, especially if volume growth does not recover. May inflation data Tuesday found that food prices were up 0.02% from April, after remaining flat for the previous 2 months. Food prices are up 6.7% over the last year. The food at home index is up 5.8% over last year, while the index for cereals and bakery products is up 10.7%. Food prices started to rise about 2 years ago when supply chain issues and higher fuel and commodity prices led companies to pass some of these costs on to consumers. But companies appear to determine to raise prices even more despite the decline in shipping gas costs. Gasoline was down 5.6% in May from April, and oil fell 7.7%, according to Consumer Price Index figures. Company's first quarter earnings topped expectations and raised guidance for a full year. That's after it raised prices 10% for a second straight quarter, driving margins wider by 340 basis points. Shareholders were rewarded to the tune of $425 million during the quarter, the Campbell U.S. report notes. I would just call that pure greed, Melody. What would you call that?
That's what it sounds like.
I mean, you would think I like to think that companies would have a heart. Gee, our price, now we can lower the prices for consumers. Now they can eat a little cheaper and feed their family. But no, they boost the prices, so they make more profit. They, of course, they pay shareholders more money. So, but that just, they're just as greedy as a company themselves. You would, you know, I guess, Melody, we're just different people in a situation like this, because you and I would pass the savings on, because we're still making a living ourselves. We don't need to be greedy, but they just jack it up a little more and pass it on to the people where they're pocketing greater profits, and people having a hard time buying food and paying the rent. Just ain't right, is it?
Only in America. No, yeah. Only in the world. Only because it's not any different anywhere else. But, I mean, that's just how it's been set up. I mean, everything goes towards, you know, when you, your governments and so forth. I mean, everything is, you know, given to them. You know, they've got corporate welfare to the extreme, you know, so they can, you know, they get more powerful, more wealthy.
Well, this next story is by Safeway. You know, Safeway food comes to
mind. I do. That. Yeah, they used to be a good store.
Yeah, Safeway accused of bamboozling nearly 1 million shoppers. I remember years ago, Gunsmoke and Festus, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, was helping a guy run his store. And he had some kind of produce, apples or something on sale. And he's going to tell me how to increase his sale. He said, what you need to do is, these are a nickel a piece. You need to sell two of them for 12 cents. And, you know, save. And the guy said, but that's more than the cost. He said, but it'll work. And it did work for a while. Somebody called on and said, well, I just bought this here last week for 5 cents. Now they're 12 cents, two of them. It's supposed to be on sale. Well, Fish got in trouble for that. But here we go. Caleb Haley bought a pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream at Safeway in one of the grocery giants, buy one, get one free promotions, paying $7.49. The same tub cost $4 the day before the deal started and dropped back down to that price immediately after it ended. Alleged promotional pricing practices have, like these by a nationwide grocer are deceptive and illegal, according to a lawsuit Haley filed this week, claiming nearly 1 million consumers have been harmed. At its 243 California stores, Safeway legally jacks up prices on food sold in the BOGO and buy one, get one free, get two free promotions at a lawsuit in U.S. District Court for Northern California claimed, contending that California's unfair competition and false advertising laws make such practice illegal. Consumers making purchases on these promotions do not get a free product, the lawsuit against Safeway and its parent company, Albertsons, alleged. Instead, they pay more for the product and buy more of the product than they otherwise would to obtain the illusionary free product. More than 800,000 California shoppers have been duped by the alleged scheme, the lawsuit claimed, and Haley, a Eureka-era resident, is seeking class action status to bring them into legal action. Albertsons did not respond to requests for comment. Well, there you go. I mean, there you go. All right, trickery again. Again, they have to make a profit. I'm all for profits. But bamboozling the people like that. Bamboozling, just ripping them off. And sometimes get caught, like in this case. But that's just, it's just a sign of the times on greed, folks. And what to say, it's just what it is.
You know, it takes me back to J.P. Morgan. You know, hey, they've got 5 felonies on their books, and who goes to jail? Maybe some schmuck who's working in there gets fired or something, and, you know, they pay millions of dollars in fines, but, you know, who goes to jail?
Well, they pay millions and made billions, though. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't matter. No one goes to jail. No one is held accountable.
I know that.
You know, you have a corporation that pays, you know, the fees, the fines. I mean, these are felons.
Yes.
Any other business in this world, and if you were a 5-time felon, you'd be in jail.
Yep. I agree. And they don't mind paying the fines. They made a lot more than they paid back. Oh. But a minute left
to
break.
But that isn't the point.
No, it isn't a point. It isn't a point. But that makes these guys would say you're untouchable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the way with politicians. I mean, Trump for some reason has been singled out because I don't think they like Trump very well. But I look at Biden and his son, what's going on there? And they've actually proven that they reap millions of dollars off the deals in Ukraine. And now even Mel Gibson is being threatened because he's revealed child trafficking and organ sales from children in Ukraine and tied government officials in with it. This is Mel Gibson even. I mean, so these things, folks, they pick who they want to prosecute. Let the rest of them go. That's the way it is. And it's not even playing field by any means.
No, not at all.
So, anyway, we're about to get close to another break here. Start the
yes,
break
we're already in our break, so okay. I should be hearing the music. There it is. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are about to hear a thunderstorm going through Berlin, Maryland. And so if you hear some big boomers and a little noise in the background, well, I just can't help it. So Butch, where are we going now?
Well, let's go to UPS. Looks like okay. UPS is about ready to go on strike.
Oh.
And And that is kind of biggie. They move a lot of stuff, and they do a pretty good job with it. The Teamsters Union, which represents hundreds of thousands of UPS employees, is set to reveal Friday whether it has authorized a strike against a delivery service. A work stoppage seen as unlikely, but one that could certainly rattle the U.S. economy. The unresolved negotiations, I guess they're going to share it today, I reckon, but the current contract expires July 31st, add to the questions facing the world's large economy, which is buttressed by a strong labor market but challenged by inflation. UPS estimates that about 6% of American gross domestic product is shipped on its trucks each day. The Teamsters contract itself covers 340,000 workers in the United States. The specter of a national strike would give Teamsters President Sean O'Brien and other union leaders a huge bargaining chip in the talks that lays in a series of difficult negotiations in the logistics sector. The company owes you something big, and we're going to get it, O'Brien said in a June 7th video. Message to the members updating them on the UPS talk. So, I don't know. It's happened before. UPS went on strike. I know that. And as a matter of fact, Amazon truckers are starting to go on strike. They're unionizing. So, and they're not nearly the size of UPS, obviously, but it's still work stoppages. And that's the way it is. Mel, anything comments on that?
No. It'll be interesting because, you know, you have the United States Post Office who delivers so many packages. So, you know, companies like Amazon, are they just going to be loading up more in the Postal Service to where, if that strike should happen, to where our service at the Postal Service gets even worse than what it is? I don't know. Just something to think about.
It is, that's what happened last time. I remember back in, I think, probably the 70s, early 80s, they went on strike and the Post Office tried to carry the load for them. I remember that for sure. Mm. America's biggest liberal cities are dying. Good for them. They asked for it. The liberal cities with the most recognizable brands were once the dream destinations for college graduates and aspiring professionals in various industries. Now they are recognized as overrated dumps that have been carried by their reputation for years. In New York City, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. are all seeing a net exodus of college graduates, as is San Jose. Those four cities were typically the finish line for those seeking jobs in media, politics, entertainment, finance, or tech. A New Yorker's used to boast, if you can't make it here, you can't make it anywhere. For many college graduates, the goal was to make it in one of those four big brand cities. No longer. All four are plagued by crime crisis that has bled out from those icky, poor areas of the cities that college graduates avoided and into the rest of the city. New York City's public transportation isn't safe. San Francisco is plagued by homelessness. Los Angeles is actively refuses to keep violent criminals and gang members off the streets. Washington can't even guarantee the safety of members of Congress in their own apartments. Combine that with the stupidly expensive cost of housing in those cities, and you have the last desired professional destination imaginable. You can only blame the college graduates who are making their way to Tulsa, Oklahoma, or Sioux Falls, South Dakota, among the many cities seeing an increase in working-age college graduates. Arizona, Florida, and Texas are also winners, with cities that still appeal to the demographic and also happen to be affordable and not nearly as dangerous. As America's big four cities continue to decay, no one from the average residents who were already moving out to the college graduates who are moving out to the college graduates who no longer want to move in is impressed with the old reputations of those cities. If you can't make it here, don't worry about it. No one else really wants you to anymore anyway. That's sad. I mean, really and truly, that's sad. And I see that, keep in my mind, that I hate to see it fall apart. It was San Francisco. San Francisco, when I was there back in the late 60s, early 70s, was a beautiful city. It truly was. But it just went to nothing. And that's just so sad. Incoming
Senator. You know what? Yeah, I do. But you know what? We focus on these Democratic-run cities. But it's just not their cities that's crumbling.
No, the whole world, the whole nation is crumbling. They're just going at a faster pace. That's all.
They're in the news.
Yeah.
Because, yep. You know, and again, it's everywhere. Do you think are these Republican, yes, you got states that are doing a great job, if you, the two that come to mind, and there's more, but the two that come into mind is Texas and Florida. You know, they do a, you know, there seems to be doing a great job, but there's many more, and they are Republican run. So it does make a difference.
Well, we said many times in the broadcast, when the morals of society crumbles, period. It can't stand. It's like taking mortar from between bricks. They can't stand. Nothing bonds it together. Without morals, no one's bound together by anything. That includes marriage or anything else.
Exactly.
Different topic. Biden regime sends $325 million more in security aid to Ukraine, following a $2.1 billion arm aid sent 4 days earlier. Listen, folks. We're trying to tighten the budget. People can't pay the bills. Now, seriously, people are having a hard time feeding their family. We send another $325 million more in security aid, following a $2.1 billion arm aid sent 4 days earlier. Another move symptomatic of its overly aggressive foreign policy stance, the Biden regime, has once again invested a substantial amount of U.S. taxpayer money into Ukraine's ceaseless conflict with Russia. This Tuesday, Biden approved his 40th military aid package for Ukraine, $325 million, bringing the total U.S. aid to the country a staggering $40 billion since the start of the invasion in February 2022. Package includes key capabilities to aid Ukraine's efforts to retake its sovereign territory and support Ukraine's air defenders as they bring to protect Ukraine's soldiers, civilians, and critical infrastructure, as well as artillery, anti-armor systems, and ammunition valued up to $325 million, according to the news release. So we've sent him a total of $40 billion, and our own citizens are losing their homes. Thousands are losing their homes. There's something desperately wrong and evil with that picture, Melody. Any comments on that?
No, sir.
Russian troops to get bonuses for destroying Western tanks. Well, Russian troops who have destroyed German-made Leopard tanks and U.S.-supplied armored vehicles being used by Ukraine received bonus payments, the Defense Ministry said on Friday. The ministry said that this was part of a wider reward scheme under which more than 10,000 Russian servicemen had received individual bonuses since the start of the war nearly 16 months ago. On the basis of reports from Russian field commanders, payments are currently being made to servicemen of the Russian Federation Armed Forces who, in the course of military operations, destroyed Leopard tanks, as well as armored fighting vehicles made in the USA and other NATO countries. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu on Sunday awarded the Hero of Russian Gold Star medals to soldiers who Moscow said had destroyed Leopard tanks and U.S.-made Bradley fighting vehicles being used by Ukraine, which has launched a long-anticipated counteroffensive. The ministry said that up to May 31st, a total of 10,257 servicemen was rewarded for destroying 16,001 items of Ukrainian and Western military equipment. An enemy armored vehicle was worth 50,000 rubles, or $596, and a tank, 100,000 rubles, it said. Military pilots and air defense operators received 300,000 rubles for every destroyed Ukrainian plane or helicopter. Hits on Tok-U and U.S.-supplied HIMARS rocket launch systems rewarded by the same amount. Okay, there's a bounty out. A bonus out. Gee, the war's going to get better, folks. It really is. It's going to quiet down because now senior Russian officials say Putin has green light to sever undersea communication cables. That could be something to think about. Following reports attributing the September destruction of Russia's Nord Stream gas pipelines to the Ukrainian or U.S. government, the deputy chairman of the Russian Security Council had declared that President Vladimir Putin should feel free to sever undersea communication cables of the country's enemies. If we proceed from the proven complicity of Western countries in blowing up the Nord Streams, then we have no constraints, even moral, left to prevent us from destroying the ocean floor cable communications of our enemies, said Dmitry Medvedev on Telegram. Medvedev was Russia's president from 2008 to 2012 and a close ally of Putin. Russian Security Council Deputy Chairman Dmitry Medvedev said Putin would be fully justified in attacking undersea cables serving Russia's enemies. Last month, NATO Intelligence Chief David Kattler warned of a rising risk of just such a move. There are heightened concerns that Russia may target undersea cables and other critical infrastructure in an effort to disrupt Western life to gain leverage against those nations that are providing security to Ukraine, he told reporters. Naturally, the NATO intel officers listed potential motivations, omitted retaliation in kind in the wake of the severing of the Nord Stream pipelines. Wow. And we're running out of time so quickly, Melody, but you're right. Belarus receives nuclear bombs three times the size of Hiroshima bomb from Russia. Now, we're going out of time to get through all these, but that's powerful. That is powerful. I mean, that's something that we need to take a look at, folks. These they're moving them there for a reason. Any comments, Melody, before we move on?
No, we discussed it in the beginning of the program, and we did, yes. It's you know, and then again, treating Ukraine as a NATO member.
Yeah. Yep. South Africa mauls moving BRICS summit to China over Putin's arrest warrant. I'm not going to take time to fill all this, but they're supposed to have the summit in South Africa, and they're bound by, I guess, some kind of treaty or law. They have to arrest Putin if he comes on their soil, so they're trying to move it out of South Africa. So they want to arrest him. They're going to move it somewhere, maybe in China, perhaps. I don't know where, but so they want to arrest Putin. So that's just interesting. I have to bring it up. And Yi prepares China for extreme scenarios, including conflict with the West. Now, I don't have time to share this even, but folks, these are all for real stories. This is heating up. World War III could be right on the verge of happening. And it's getting so bad now in Mexico, the Tijuana mayor says she'll live in an army base after threats. Even in Mexico, folks, the society's falling apart. Melody, I'm going to do a good news story.
I just want to add something to that. The Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, predicted Thursday that Ukraine's counteroffensive will be long and very violent following a meeting of military officials in Brussels. Very violent. So, there you go.
Woman helps local pick and save worker after learning he has no heat or hot water. Very good story. A woman in Monroe, Wisconsin, rallied the community to raise funds and purchase a new broiler for her beloved local pick and save worker. Stephanie Peach says she always had a pleasant encounter with Dennis Raitland, who mentioned he did not have the heat during the winter. I just got to know him, and one day he told me that he hoped it stayed nice because he's nice and warm out and he didn't have any heat. She learned that Dennis' boiler system went out approximately 15 months ago, and he had no hot water or heat since then. On May 26, Stephanie launched a fundraising campaign to purchase Dennis a new broiler. Dennis is a lovely older gentleman that works at Pick and Save, she wrote on GoFundMe. He's always the nicest person and will remember things about the customers and chat with them when they come back the next time. No 65-year-old should have to take cold showers and not have heat, she said. In under 3 weeks, the GoFundMe page raised nearly $5,000. I'm just flabbergasted, Dennis said. I guess she's one of the few people that leaves me speechless, so she did that. Since summer is around the corner, Stephanie has also helped to provide an AC unit for Dennis. She's also increased the amount of GoFundMe for Dennis to help with renovations to his bathroom. Wow, that is so beautiful. I got a picture of the guy here. Looks like Captain Kangaroo, if you remember him. And her standing beside him smiling. That's beautiful. Thank God for some good news like this once in a while. There are people that Stephanie has also helped to provide an AC unit for Dennis. She's also increased the amount of GoFundMe for Dennis to help with renovations to his bathroom. Wow, that is so beautiful. I got a picture of the guy here. Looks like Captain Kangaroo, if you remember him. And her standing beside him smiling. That's beautiful. Thank God for some good news like this once in a while. There are people that...
answer, then we try, or they get... So we never know what's the best time to reach you. So always leave a good time on come Monday when would be a good time to reach us so we can make contact. So 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We got another reduction in wholesale prices on Silver Eagle. So they're beginning to become a little more affordable for most people. So get them before the prices go up with the spot price. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And Butch, I believe one day we wake up to a whole brand new different world.
Unfortunately.
I'm beginning to think it's not going to be the collapse of the system. I'll finish that statement on Monday, but it will be war.
I agree.
It changes
totally
everything.
Agree. Yes.
Be safe out there, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be back on Monday, and God bless.
Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.